A parade of diplomats is passing through Northeast Asia in a coordinated international effort to peacefully resolve the nuclear standoff on the Korean Peninsula. China, Russia, Japan, South Korea, even Australia has joined the United States in a diplomatic offensive aimed at convincing North Korea to give up its capacity for developing nuclear weapons. And today, President Bush said he expects North Korea to disarm and to do it peacefully. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
The countries of Northeast Asia fear that the nuclear impasse with North Korea will spiral out of control, despite repeated assurances by the United States that it will not attack North Korea to stop its nuclear activity. China today offered to host talks between the United States and North Korea on the nuclear issue, and Russia says it plans to dispatch a special envoy to the U.S., North Korea, and China. The U.S. has been asking for more involvement by both Russia and China, which have longstanding ties with Pyongyang. At the White House, President Bush welcomed international cooperation.
I view this as an opportunity to bind together nations in the neighborhood and around the world to make it clear to the North Koreans that we expect this issue to be resolved peacefully, and we expect them to disarm.
The diplomatic strategy by the United States and other governments is to make disarmament far more attractive to North Korea than developing nuclear weapons. Yesterday in Seoul, U.S. Assistant Secretary of State James Kelly said that poverty-stricken, freezing North Korea could reap energy assistance from other governments if the nuclear issue were resolved. A South Korean official reportedly told the Yonhap News Agency that diplomats from other governments are conveying a similar message, that North Korea will see many benefits if it abandons its nuclear programs. President Bush reinforced that point at the White House.
I want to remind the American people that prior to North Korea making the decision it made, that I had instructed our Secretary of State to approach North Korea about a bold initiative, an initiative which would talk about energy and food, because we care deeply about the suffering of the North Korean people.
President Bush said that if North Korea dismantles its nuclear facilities, that offer could be put back on the table. The United States has provided food aid to North Korea for years, but the U.S. and its allies suspended energy assistance to Pyongyang after learning that it had a clandestine nuclear weapons program in violation of a 1994 agreement. Secretary of State Colin Powell told the Wall Street Journal that if North Korea comes back into compliance with its arms control commitments, a new agreement would have to be negotiated. At the White House, spokesman Ari Fleischer was more blunt. He said North Korea's nuclear facilities would have to be completely dismantled so as never again to pose a threat. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.